Shalom to all! In today's Afiyah Mishnah, we're going to learn Masechet Zevachim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, all the way through Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet.
Now we're going to be discussing Kabbalas Hadam, catching the blood from the neck of the animal after it was shechted. Here we're going to have a number of different cases where it is possible. Kol Zevachim, Shekibel Daman Zar, any carbon that a Zar, a non-Kayin, caught its blood. Now from here and for the rest of the Mishnah, we're going to be discussing Kayhanim and issues that they might have. Or Oinain, if the Kayin is an Oinain. Oinain is somebody who one of their 70 immediate relatives died that day. Who are the 7 immediate relatives? Father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, or spouse. A kohen who's an oinin is not to avoid the Beis HaMikdash. Or tvul yom, they went to the mikveh that day. This referring to a kohen who's tamei. He went to the mikveh, and so he's tahar in regards to certain things. But in regards to other things, he's not tahar. One of those things is he's not allowed to eat truma, and he's not allowed to do avoid the Beis HaMikdash until something called herev shemesh. He has to wait till nightfall, and only then he's allowed to do it. So if he did kabbalas hadam while he was a tvul yom, or mechusar begadim, he's missing clothing. We know a kohen hadid has to wear 4 articles of clothing. Clothing, called the Ksoinus, Mechasayim, Mitznefes, and Avnate, and Kohen Gadol has to wear 8 different articles of clothing, and if one of them is missing one of these articles, he's not allowed to do Avaida or Mechusar Kippurim. If he's lacking his Kapara, his atonement, what's this referring to? So there's certain types of Tumah that are so Chamer that not only does the Kohen or the person who became Tummy with them go to the Mikvah, they also have to wait till the next day and bring a Karbon on that day. That's called their Kapara. So even though this Kohen went to the Mikvah and it was nightfall already, so he's allowed to eat Truma, since he has to bring a Karbon and he has not done that yet, he's not allowed to do Avaida in the Beis HaMikdash. Or Shalai Ruchot Yudai Raglayim. This Kayin is perfectly fine, he just didn't wash his hands and feet in the morning. We know that every Kayin, before he starts Avaida, first thing is, he has to wash his hands and feet from the Kiyar, and he didn't do so. Or Arel, he's a Kayin that doesn't have Bris Mila. Or Tame, he happens to be Tame, he didn't even go to the Mikvah at all. Or Yashiv, he's sitting down. You know, when you shecht the Karbon, it's on the floor, and you have to bend over and shecht it, and he decided, you know, my legs are hurting me, so he just sat down on the floor and caught the blood like that. Or I'm gonna grab a Kalim, he's standing, but he's on Kalim, he's on a vessel, or Al-Gabi Behemi, he's standing on an animal, or Al-Gabi Ragli Chavira, he's standing on his friend's feet. Pasal, in all these situations, he passels the carbon because he's not allowed to be doing what he did. Now we have Machlekes, Kibel Besmoil, Pasal, if he caught the blood in his left hand, he was holding the pitcher in his left hand and caught the blood like that, so passels the carbon because all of it has to be done with the right hand, which Rav Shimon Machshir, Rav Shimon says kosher, and that's based off a Joshua from a Pasuk. Another case, Nishbach al Ritzbav Asafai, Pasal. Let's say when he shechted the carbon, he didn't catch the blood right away in a pitcher, it spilled on the floor, and he gathered it, scraped it up from the floor. It's pasul. That's because, based on Joshua and Pasuk, it has to be caught directly into the vessel. Another case, Nisani al Gabi Kevesh, let's say he poured the blood, instead of doing it on the wall of the Mizbeach, he did it on the Kevesh, on the ramp of the Mizbeach, or he poured it on the wall of the Mizbeach, but it was Shaloi Kineged HaYusayd. It wasn't opposite where the Yusayd is. There's one side of the Mizbeach that has a Yusayd, which is translated as the base. That's if you're facing the ramp of the Mizbeach, the left-hand side has the Yusayd, and that's where Zrikas Adam has to take place, and he did it Shalai Keneged Yisayid, not where the Yisayid is. Or Nasanes Hanitonin Lamaton Lamalon Vesanitonin Lamalon Lamaton. He did Zrikas Adam for something that's supposed to be done below, above, or above, below. We know that there's something called Chot HaSikra, which is basically a line that divides the Mizbeach in half, and some Karbanas, their blood has to be sprinkled above that, some below that. And he did the opposite. It was supposed to be done above, he did it below, or supposed to be below, and he did it above. Another example is, as Hanitonin Bifnim Bachot he took blood that was supposed to have Zrika done to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the inner Mizbeach, which is inside the Heichol. It's also called Mizbeach HaZov or the Mizbeach HaKtayres, and he sprinkled that on the outside, on the main Mizbeach outside in Azara, or the opposite. It was supposed to be sprinkled outside and he did it inside. In all these situations, Pasul V'ein by Kares. The carbon is Pasul, it's not allowed to be eaten. However, the Kohen doesn't get Kares, and also an important thing to note, like we mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta, when something is Shechted Shalai Lishma, the vast majority of carbonis, they still account for the owner l'shem chayva, and the owner does not have to bring a new carbon. And it's the same thing over here. Even though the carbon itself is pasul and can't be eaten, it still counts for the owner, and he doesn't have to bring another one. Now up until now, we've learned about the psul of shaloi l'shma. Now from here to the end of the parak, we're going to be learning about another two psulim, chutz l'zmanoi and chutz l'mkaymoi. Every carbon has a specific time, that's zman, and place, which is makaym, that it's brought in and eaten in. And any improper thought during one of the 4 main avodas, which we already know are shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika, will pasul the carbon. So Mishnah Beis tells us, Hashaychet Zevach, one who shechts the carbon, Lizurek Domen Bachutz, with intention that he's going to sprinkle the blood outside the Azara. Oy, mixes Domen Bachutz, or with intention he's going to sprinkle part of the blood outside the Azara. Or, Lahakter Seymur Bachutz, Oy, mixes Seymur Bachutz. His intention during the Shechita was that he's going to be Makter the Imurim, he's going to bring the sacrificial parts. Whatever parts of this particular carbon are supposed to be burned on the Mizbeach, he's going to be Makter them outside the Azara, or part of them outside the Azara. Or, Lechol Basar Bachutz, Oy, Kizayas Basar Bachutz, to eat all of the meat, or at least to Kizayas of the meat outside, where he's not not allowed to. Oy, lechel kezayis me'arha alia b'chutz. He had an intention that he's going to eat a kezayis from the skin of the tail outside. In all these situations, pasul v'ein b'kares. The carbon is completely pasul because he had a thought of chutzlim kaimai outside the proper place. However, if one eats from his meat, they're not going to be chayiv kares. Now, this thought of chutzlim kaimai is in contrast to a different one, which is the chutzlim zmane one. Let's say his thought was lizrik damay l'machar, or miktas damay l'machar. When he shechted it, he had an intention that he's going to do zrikas adam tomorrow, or at least he's going to do zrikas adam to some of the blood tomorrow, or l'hakter emur v'l'machar, ay, miktas emur v'l'machar. His intention was to bring the emurim tomorrow, or some of the emurim tomorrow, or lechel b'sari l'machar, kezayis b'sari l'machar, that he's going to eat the meat tomorrow, or at least the kezayis of the meat tomorrow, ay, lechel kezayis me'ar ha'ali l'machar, or that he's going to eat a kezayis of the skin of the tail tomorrow. Here it's much more chamer. It's called pigol v'chayavan olav kares. Pigol means repulsive and pushed away, and someone's chayav kares if they eat from this meat. So here we have our two big psulim, chutzlim kaimai and chutzlim zmanai. Both of them will pass the carbon. However, chutzlim kaimai only passes the carbon, but if somebody eats from the meat, he's not chayav kares, as opposed to pigol, which is chutzlim zmanai, outside the proper time, that he's going to do one of these things outside the proper time frame. So one who eats this meat is chayav kares. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel with more details. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol shechet v'makabel v'mahalach v'azorek lechol davar shadarkei lechol. If one of these avodas were done, the shechita, kabbalah, v'loch hazrika, again, these are the main four avodas, and the improper intention was regarding eating something that's supposed to be eaten, for example, the meat. Or lahakter davar shadarkei lahakter, the intention was regarding being makter, burning on the mizbeach, something that's supposed to be burned, which is the burim. And the thought was, chotzim kaimai, that he's going to do it outside the proper place, pasul v'ein by karis. Over there again, it's pasul and there's no karis. And if the thought was chotzla zmanai, he's going to do it outside the proper time, pigol v'chayavan olav karis. This is called pigol, and if somebody eats from the meat, they're chayav karis. Ubil vad sheyikrav hamater kimitzvasai. That's as long as the matir, that which permits the carbon, which is the blood, was brought in its proper way. In other words, the general rule is that specifically with chotzla zmanai, to be mefagel a carbon, to make it pigol, in order for that to happen, that has to be that it was the only thought that he had. He had a thought of chutzla zmanai, and then he brought the dam. He sprinkled it on the mizbeach. Bekashros, that he did regular. So then we say it's considered pigol. But if there was a different psul involved as well, which we're going to see in the next mishnah, then the carbon is not pasul. Now, the previous two mishnahs, we learned about the two psulim of chutzla zmanai and chutzlam kaimai. Chutzlam kaimai is when one of the main avodais, namely shchita, kabbalah, hilach, or zrika, were done with the intention that either eating of the meat or bringing of the emurim is going to be done outside the proper place from where they're allowed to be. And chutzla zmanai is the very same idea, that one of these main avodas were done with intention that haktar seimurim or the eating of the meat is going to be done chutzla zmanai outside the proper time, meaning not within the proper time frame. And both of these, chutzla mkaim and chutzla zmanai, the carbon is pasul. However, with chutzla zmanai, it's called pigol, and if somebody eats from the meat, he's chayiv kares. Now, we mentioned that in the previous mishnah, that the only way to pasul a carbon with a machshava of chutzla zmanai to be mefagalit is if that is the only psul involved in no other psulim. Now we continue discussing this. Mishnah tells us, Ketzad karav ha-matir kimitzvasai. What does that mean? That the matir was brought kimitzvasai, and that this is the way to be mefagal the carbon with his thought of chutzla zmanai. So let's say shachet b'shtika. He shachet the carbon b'shtika, which means he didn't have any improper thoughts. However, kibel v'hilich v'zar chutzla zmanai, during either the kabbalah, the halach, or zrika, he had a thought of chutzla zmanai, or sheshachet chutzla zmanai, he shachted with intention of chutzla zmanai, and kibel v'hilich v'zar b'shtika, and the remaining three avodais, he didn't have any improper thoughts, or it could be sheshachet v'kibel v'hilich v'zar chutzla zmanai. It could be with all four of these, he had the improper thought of chutzla zmanai, but he had no other improper thoughts. Zehu shakar v'matir kimitzvasai, this is what it means, that the matir, that when the blood is sprinkled properly, and the only improper thought was chutzla zmanai, the carbon is pigol. Now, ketzad loy karav ha-matir kimitzvasai, what's the situation that the matir was not brought kimitzvasai, therefore it's not going to be pigol. So let's say shachar chutzlam kaimai, when he shechted it, his thought was that he was going to, let's say, eat the meat chutzlam kaimai, and then kibul v'hilach v'zar chutzla zmanai. He had a thought of chutzla zmanai during one of the other avodais. Or it could be sheshachar chutzla zmanai, his thought process during shchita was chutzla zmanai, but kibul v'hilach v'zar chutzlam kaimai, he had a thought process of chutzlam kaimai during kabbalah hilach and zrika. Or it could be sheshachat kibul v'hilach v'zarak chutzlam kaimai. All of these thought processes were done chutzlam kaimai, and he didn't have any thought process of chutzla zmanai. Now we have a few more karbanos. HaPesach v'chatos sheshchatan shaloi lishman. Let's say shechted the carbon pesach or a chatos shaloi lishma, which you already know that passels the carbon completely. And then kibul v'hilach v'zarak chutzla zmanai, he did kabbalah hilach and zrika with the thought of chutzla zmanai. Or it could be sheshachat chutzla zmanai, that he shechted these karbanos with the thought of chutzla zmanai, and then kibul v'hilach v'zarak shaloi lishman. The next avodas, he had a thought of shaloi lishma. Or it could be sheshachat kibul v'hilach v'zarak shaloi lishman. He did everything shaloi lishma. Zehu shaloi karav ha-matir kimitzvasai. These are the cases that the matir was not brought properly because he had another thought of psul besides is for chutzos manoi, and the carbon is only pasul. However, there's no chiv of kares if somebody eats from its meat. Moving on to Mishnah, continue to discuss this. Let's say his thought process was lechol kazayas b'chutz ukazayas l'machar, that he's going to eat a kazayas b'chutz outside, again that's chutzos kaimai, and a kazayas tomorrow, which is chutzos manoi. Or his first thought was kazayas l'machar, and then his second thought was kazayas b'chutz, or kachatzi zayas b'chutz ukachatzi zayas l'machar, that he was going to eat half of a kazayas outside and half a kazayas tomorrow, or the other way around. His first thought was kachatzi zayas l'machar kachatzi zayas b'chutz, half of a kazayas tomorrow and half of a kazayas outside. Pasul v'ein b'karis, it's pasul and there's no karis. Again, that's because he had another thought process besides for chutzos manoi. Now, Amar Bihuda, Bihuda says that klal, this is the rule. In machshavas hazman kadma l'machshavas hamakom, if his thought process of zman, again, that's what makes it pigel chutzos manoi, that came before the thought process of makom, pigel v'chayav anol karis. It's pigel and he's chayav karis. In machshavas hamakom kadma l'machshavas hazman, if the thought of chutzos kaimoi came before the thought of time, the chutzos manoi pasul v'ein b'karis. It's only pasul and there's no chayav karis for eating it. And that's because Rabbi Yehuda holds tefais lashon rishon, that we only pay attention to the first thing he thought of. So if the first thing he thought of was a machshav of pigol chutzos manoi, so it's pigol. If the first thing he thought of was a machshav of chutzos manoi, it doesn't make a difference that the second thing he thought of was chutzos manoi. We only pay attention to the first one. However, vacham and vacham say that no, zev is that pasul v'ein b'karis. In both these situations, it's pasul and there's no karis for eating the meat. And again, that's because since according to the chamim, there was another thought other than chutzos manoi, so it's just pasul and there's no karis. Now let's say his thought process was lechol kachatzi zayis ulahakti kachatzi zayis, that he's going to eat half of a zayis and he's going to be makdir half of a zayis. And let's say he even had the same thought process for both, that it was going to be chutzos manoi or chutzos kaimai, kosher, the carbon's kosher. Why is that? She'ein achil v'aktar b'tzarfin. Because a thought process of what he's going to do regarding eating it and a thought process regarding what he's going to do regarding the haktara, we're not able to combine them. And since it was only half of a kazayis and the minimum thought that pasuls is a full zayis, so in this situation, according to everybody, it's not pasul. Now, at the beginning of the previous perek, we learned about who is not allowed to do kabbalah sadam, catching the blood, and it's obvious that if they're not allowed to do kabbalah sadam, they're also not allowed to do haylacha or zrika. Now we're going to go back to the first avodah, which is shchita, and we're going to learn that actually even a non-kayin is allowed to do shchita. So we're going to be focusing on that now. The Mishnah tells us kol absulim sheshachtu shchitas on kshera. Anyone who's possible to do avodah in the base of mikdash, if they did the shchita, that's perfectly fine. Shashchita kshera bizarim, shchita is kosher with non-kayanim, benashim with women, ubahavadim with slaves, ubatmeim even with people who are tamei, afil bekachi kachim, even if they're shechting the holiest of karbanis, such as an oila, ubavad shalayu tamei noyim basar, as long as this tamei person doesn't touch the meat. And they also can't be so tamei that they're metame the knife, and then the knife is going to metame the meat. But if they're a lower level of toma and they're not going to metame the knife, so then they could do shchita as long as they don't touch the karban, and there's no problem. Lefikach, therefore, and here's an important nakuda, heim pasim machshava, they'll passel the karban if they have an improper thought of, let's say, shalai lishma. Because since they're allowed to be shechting the karban, that means that if they have an improper thought while they're doing the shchita, it's going to be pasul. However, v'kulin shekiblus hadam chutzlus manu chutzim kaimai, with all of them, all these people are kosher to do shchita, who are not kosher to do other avodas. If they did kabbalas hadam, they caught the blood in a vessel, and they had an improper thought of chutzlus manu chutzim kaimai, like we learned about in the previous parak, so that doesn't pasul the karban, because anyway, they're not allowed to be doing this avoda, so this improper thought that they had is of no consequence, and the karban could still be kosher, and that's what the Mishnah tells us, im yesh dam hanefesh, yachzar kosher v'kabel. If there's still dam hanefesh, so a kosher should catch that blood and continue with avoda. Now let's just explain what this means. There's two types of blood that an animal has. There's dam hanefesh, which is the first blood that comes out of the neck after shchita, and the reason why it's called dam hanefesh is because it's the blood that the nefesh of the animal comes out in, and only that first blood is kosher for zrika, and the rest is called dam hatamtzis, which is basically the flow blood, and that's the rest of the blood of the animal that keeps on coming out after the dam hanefesh. That blood is not kosher for zrika. So that's what the Mishnah just told us, that if somebody not kosher did kabbalas hadam, even though he had an improper thought of chutzos manoi chutzim kaimai, it doesn't pass to the carbon. As long as there's still dam hanefesh left, somebody who's kosher can come along, do kabbalah, and continue the avoda, and the carbon's not pasul. It's perfectly fine. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, continue to discuss this, and it's handy to have in mind that the kosher way to do kabbalas hadam is with a kayin who's holding a kli sharis, one of the holy kalim of the Beis Hamikdash, in his right hand, catching the first blood that comes from the animal's neck. As we just said, that's called dam hanefesh. So here the Mishnah tells us, kibbal kosher v'nasal pasul. Let's say a kosher person caught the blood and he gave it to somebody who's pasul, who's not allowed to do the avodah the dam. So yachshel kosher, no problem. He should just give it back to the kosher and it doesn't pasul anything. Or let's say kibbal b'mino v'nasal l'smaylai. The kain caught it with the kli, which was in his right hand, and then he put it in his left hand. No problem. Yachshel b'mino, just put it back into the right hand. Or let's say kibbal b'kli kodesh v'nasal b'kli chayil. He caught it with a holy kli, a kli shares, and then he put the blood into a kli chayil, one which is not kodesh. No problem. Yachshel kli kodesh, just put it back into a kodesh kli. Now let's say nishbach mina kli al ritzba. Chalav Asafai. The blood spilled out of the Kli onto the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and he scooped it back up. He gathered it back into the Kli Sharis. Kosher, it's perfectly kosher. It's only possible if the blood fell onto the floor first, directly from the animal's neck, and he scooped it up from there, then it's not kosher. But if it was first in the Kli, then it spilled on the floor, and he scooped it back up, it's fine. We have another set of potential issues. Nisanai al Gabe HaKevesh. Let's say somebody who's possible took the blood and he put it on the Kevesh, which is the ramp in the Mizbeach, and it doesn't belong there. Or he put it on the wall of the Mizbeach Shaloi Keneged HaYusayid, not where the Yusayid is. We had mentioned this earlier in the Masechta. The Yusayid is if you're facing the Mizbeach on the left-hand side, it's like a base of the Mizbeach, and the blood is supposed to be placed Keneged HaYusayid, and he put it Shaloi Keneged HaYusayid. Or Nasan Sanitona Lamata Lamala Vesanitona Lamala Lamata. We know that some blood has to be on the upper half of the Mizbeach, some on the lower half of the Mizbeach, and this person who's puzzle sprinkled it on the wrong spot. Or Sanitona Bifnim Bachos Vesanitona Bachos Bifnim. Blood which is supposed to be sprinkled on Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is inside the Heichel, he sprinkled on the outside one, or something that was supposed to be put on the outside one, he put on the inside one. So in all these situations, he doesn't possible the carbon because since he wasn't allowed to be doing this Avoida anyway, him doing it wrong is inconsequential and doesn't possible it. And therefore, says Mishnah, Im yesh dama nefesh, if there still is dama nefesh, yachzer hakosher v'yikabel. Somebody who's kosher to do this Avoida should go and catch that blood and then do it properly, and then there's no issue with the carbon. And then we go back to discussing machshava of chutz zmanoi chutz l'mkaymai. Remember, machshava chutz zmanoi is mefagel a carbon, it turns into pigle. That's when a person doing the Avoida had in mind that he's going to either eat some of the meat or be makter the emurim outside the proper time that they're allowed to be done in. And we had said that this passels the carbon. And if somebody eats its meat, he's chayv kares, whereas machshava chutzum kaimai is via the thought process regarding eating the carbon or being makter it, that he's going to do that outside of its proper place. And this passels the carbon. But if somebody eats from this meat, he's not chayv kares. So Mishnah Gimel tells us, if somebody shechs a carbon and he has improper thought of chutzum zman or chutzum kaimai regarding eating something of the carbon that's not supposed to be eaten, such as emurim that are supposed to be burned, or ul haktar davar she'in darkei lahaktar, his improper thought was regarding the haktara, but it was about something that he's not supposed to be makter, such as the basar, he's supposed to eat it, not be makter it. So kosher, the carbon's kosher, because even though he had an improper thought, it wasn't about anything relevant. Thinking that you're going to burn the meat in the wrong place or time, or thinking that you're going to eat the emurim in the wrong place or time, is not relevant, because you're not supposed to burn the meat and you're not supposed to eat the emurim. However, Blazer Paisel, Reb Blazer Pasels, Purim Paskin like Reb Blazer. Moving on, we have more cases. Let's say he had an improper thought, lechol davar she'darkei lechol, lahaktar davar she'darkei lahaktar, that he's going to eat something that he's supposed to be eating, or he's going to be makter something that's supposed to be makter, and he had a thought again of chutz l'zmanai or chutz l'mkaymai, but it was regarding pachos mekezayis, that he was going to do this to less than a kezayis of meat. Kosher, the korban's kosher, because we know that the minimum amount is a kezayis. And furthermore, let's say his improper thought was regarding lechol kechatzi zayis ulahaktar kechatzi zayis, regarding eating half of a kezayis and being makter half of a kezayis, here also kosher, the korban's still kosher, she'en achila v'haktara mitzdarfin, because the improper thought regarding eating and regarding haktara are not mitzdarf, and since he had improper thought only regarding half of a shear, we don't combine those two half shearim, so the carbon is still kosher. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet with more examples of this. Hashachet zevach som yishachso carbon lechol kezayis min ha'ar, with intention that he's going to eat a kezayis from the hide, or min ha'roitev, from the juice or the gravy of the carbon, or min ha'kipa, from that which is at the bottom of the pot. Very often little pieces of meat and spices and little things fall to the bottom of the pot, and he had an improper thought regarding eating that. Or min ha'olol, from the pieces of meat that get stuck to the hide when it gets flayed from the carbon, or min ha'tzomais, that he's going to eat from the bones, or min ha'gidim, from the sinews, min ha'tlafayim, from the hooves, min ha'karnayim, from the horns. And the thought was, chutzum zmanai, chutzum kaimai, not in the proper time or not in the proper place, kosher, the carbon's perfectly kosher. And again, that's because none of these things are normal to be eaten or to be burned, and therefore it doesn't pass to the carbon. Now here we add another layer onto this, ve'ein chayav nolei mishum pegol, there's no chiv of pegol, so if his thought was chutzum zmanai, and he ate a kezayis of one of these things, so he's not going to be chayav kares. Also, v'noisar, there's no problem of noisar. We know that every single carbon has a time limit that it's allowed to be eaten in, for 1 day or for 2 days, and after that, any meat which is left over is called noisar, and it has to be burned. And here also, with one of these things that we just mentioned, there's no issue of noisar. And lastly, v'tamei, we know that a person who's tamei is not allowed to eat kachim, but if he's tamei and he ate one of these things, he's not chayiv, because again, these are not considered meat, it's not a normal thing to eat, and therefore he wouldn't be chayiv for this either. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.